This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Millions of workers and their supporters started a two-day general strike in Indonesia on Thursday, October 31st. The strike comes after 20,000 had demonstrated a few days before. The workers presented a number of major demands to the government: a 50% rise in the minimum wage, an end to precarious outsourced work, the implementation of a universal health care system, and laws to protect domestic workers. The strike shut down health care facilities, airports, schools, factories, and other workplaces. I talked to one of the strike leaders, Djuvni Ashari. Mr. Ashari is the president of the Federation of Pharmaceutical and Health Workers Union, an affiliate of the Global Union Public Services International. I asked him how many workers were participating in the strike and who was organizing the action.
Between 2 to 3 million workers throughout the country. The main organizer is our national confederation, we call KSPI, that affiliated to ITUC.
What are the major demands of the workers?
We're demanding three big issues. The issues is about the minimum wage hike, 50% minimum wage hike. The second, the demand of elimination of outsource system in the company, especially for the state enterprise companies. And the third, we demand the government to implement health care 1st of January 2014.